Okay, and we'll just do this meditation with Imam Hussein. We'll just feel in their presence, and that. But even beyond just the outer of the earthly and whatever that might have been, just feel completely in that radiance of truth, and that radiance of the great compassion. That state where there is no asking back, there's just giving. And that radiance which moves out and feeds all things and creates all things, nourishes all beings and supports all beings and guides all beings and watches over all beings and tends all beings in the most careful and discerning way, and knowing what is good for each being and each soul. And it's that radiance that simply supports and is not supported, that feeds and is not fed. And this is the state of Imam Hussein at this moment, at this threshold of his life. He was not seeking anything anymore from anyone, simply standing there as the living Quran, as the living proof of the existence of Rahman, and interceding for humanity, interceding for the very ones who had turned against him and who were afflicting him, who did not understand the light that he carried and the message that he brought. These are the ones he was interceding for, praying for at that moment, and for all human beings and subtle beings. So within each of us there is that state that is just the state of pure giving. That giving that where the right hand does not see what the left hand does, that where the left hand does not see what the right hand gives. It is expecting no reward, only turning to the beloved and seeking everything there. Being satisfied there, content there, fulfilled in that one. Imam Hussein is the living proof that this exalted message can be lived. And can be brought into the world and can survive the conflicts of the world and the torments of the limited self, that it can stand clear even in the hellfire itself, that's the power of this message. So we can receive this, nectar and transform through it and become gardens of paradise within the temporality of creation and within the crashing waves of temporality. And within the conflicts of the divine names, we can be these gardens of paradise and for humanity, for all beings. This is the message of Imam Hussein. And that is why we're here in his honor, and for all those who stood by his side.